Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. It's going to be a fast-moving show. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jeff Galini to perform a new installment. This will be a weekly installment called Science for Humans. Then we're going to change it up, and we're going to be joined by Josh Hillis to talk about a new book that he wrote in coordination with Coach Dan John called Fat Loss Happens on Monday. And then one of my favorite episodes that we do on this show, which is Muscle Saves Lives. This is a Superhuman Radio original. We're going to be joined by Jordan Franz for an episode called The Unlikely Toad. His story is inspiring for many of us. We're always looking for motivation. We're always looking for something to look to motivate us. We try to feature people in the Muscle Saves Lives episodes that are motivated, that they are motivated from within, and their stories are generally quite touching as well. Remember, Superhuman Radio is being brought to you by a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com today.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How do you like that, Jeff?
Like it, man. Yeah. Nice.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So let's talk a little bit. You know, Dr. Jeff Galini, we're just going to refer to him as Dr. Jeff for the interview. It's just more informal. Many of you know that he is the brains behind All American Pharmaceutical and really the products that are produced and sold through All American EFX. And recently we did a show. And after the show, we talked, and we realized that he and I have a lot of the same interests, but more importantly, the company, the mission of All American Pharmaceutical is actually very similar to the mission of All American EFX. And while you and I didn't discuss this specifically, I want to explain why it was a natural for us to join forces to both help the brand, but more importantly, for you, you wanted to help the show reach more people. Now, one of the things we're going to be talking about today is a recent study that was published by yourself that shows that All American Pharmaceutical is really a legitimate pharmaceutical company, but more importantly, while they produce amazing bodybuilding supplements, they are contributing to the world of cancer research and so on. We don't see this as a rule from most supplement companies, do we?
You don't. You know, most supplement companies are in the business of selling dietary supplements, you know, which that's one great side of what happens. But then you've got the whole other research, pharmaceutical type side, and that's where we kind of come in, which makes us quite a bit different than just your typical supplement company or supplement manufacturer.
Well, there's a lot of companies out there that call themselves pharmaceutical companies, you know. ABC Pharmaceutical, they make a couple supplements, but they're really not a pharmaceutical company in the sense that they're not doing things that pharmaceutical companies do. They're not doing research for things that actually could be potentially become drugs.
Yeah, a lot of that is, you know, just marketing in the name. I think, as you said, a lot of companies do use pharmaceutical. A lot of them say ABC Laboratories. It's kind of to give them more credibility. But no, they aren't doing what you would typically see from that type of a company.
Now, this segment will be once a week. It will be Wednesday. It will be the first segment. For those of you who already know about Dr. Jeff and many of his patents that have driven quite a few segments within the bodybuilding and performance categories, you can reach him by sending an email to onair@superhumanradio.com. If you have specific questions about products, we're not going to ignore those questions. But that's not what this segment is going to be about. This segment is going to be about stuff that's in the news, that's going on, that's timely, that's topical. And we're going to have Dr. Jeff review science and opine about it. And I promise you, this is going to be a major contribution to this show's platform as we move forward. Since we're talking about pharmaceutical companies, research comes into mind. I think one of the things that really distinguishes a real pharmaceutical company and just the average supplement company is research. I tend to think that the average supplement company gets abstracts, keeps its ear to the ground, learns that this does this, that does that. They make a blend and they say this is what it does because they're betting on the research that they've read. But they don't actually do any type of clinical trials with their supplements quite often. Very few supplement companies do that, correct?
Correct, and especially now where it's much more difficult because of the new FDA regulations to call such a study a clinical trial. So those days of old, you know, having one or two people bench press and saying that XYZ company's product increased their bench by 50 pounds is a thing of the past.
I didn't know that. I wasn't aware that something had changed with the FDA that you can't do that anymore. When did that happen?
You know, it's been kind of in progress over the last few years, but it was really driven by the major periodicals out there. They will not publish your research if it hasn't gone through this FDA IRB governing board, you know, which makes it legitimate research.
Now, you recently had a paper published. This is something that you're working on specifically in your lab about buffered versus non-buffered aliphatic fatty acids and their anti-proliferative effects on human tumor cell lines. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, this has kind of been, I think, like any researcher, you know, it's great to develop a new type of protein for the sports market, but this is where we really can take what we do as researchers and really contribute to problems and situations. A lot of times, you know, pharmaceutical companies are going their direction, but I had an idea that being that we've had such a great success with the anti-inflammatory market, which I had two papers published, I decided to go off on some research and to do some in vitro studies to see if my hypothesis, you know, would have any effect on these type of cancer cells. And this was kind of an expensive process. It's not something, you know, that is going to go into a dietary supplement. This is off where, you know, the St. Jude's, excuse me, of the world are doing this type of cancer research. But at the end of the day, it's very, very interesting. It's beginning stages of any type of major research, but we really did well against a lot of different type of tumor cells, and the Journal of Single Cell Biology picked up our research and will be publishing it. So they've accepted the research. It should be, you know, within the next couple months. They don't quite tell you exactly when it's going to hit. But again, you know, we did very well against a numerous different type of cells, cancer cells and what have you.
Now, I know this was in vitro. So this is kind of like, you know, cells in an environment that's outside the body, and you're directly testing these agents upon that cell and what happens. What exactly are buffered versus non-buffered fatty acids, first of all? What are aliphatic acids specifically?
Well, these were some specific, because again, from our cresolazine, which was our anti-inflammatory, you got to look at, you know, what is cancer? You know, what are these malignant processes? How do they occur? What are some general denominators? You know, one of the general denominators that the medical industry is finding is that everyone who has some form of cancer, their body is in a low pH state. Now, our bodies like to be slightly alkalized to be performing properly. So from that, you know, I got an idea that we've had such success with buffering other types of materials that I wanted to take a look at some prior research that gave me the idea that fatty acids may have some benefit to these cells. So essentially, we take the fatty acids, we go back into a reactor vessel, and we, in layman's terms, elevate the pH. We buffer it in a hope that it will get through the system intact to reach these specific cells.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did in this particular study. Is absolutely right. We took about 20 different types of things, everything from breast cancer to melanoma to lymphoma, and we treated one group with essentially a fatty acid that is untreated, things that you would normally be able to buy or take from your foods and what have you. Then we treated the second group with our treated fatty acids, and that's where the interesting stuff started to happen, because we saw nothing from just regular fatty acids. Now, keep in mind, before I even got to the fatty acids, I tried a lot of other things to see if they had any effect on these particular cells, and there was no effect. It didn't do anything.
How do you then... Okay, so how does it go from the petri dish to the human being? Obviously, there's a lot of steps in between, right?
You know, this is just a preliminary research. Any type of research has to start in an in vitro. Obviously, we can't go and experiment on humans. The government doesn't allow that. So the first stages are to deal with cell line studies, rats, mice. I like to deal with cell lines because at least you're using human cell lines instead of using animals. Animals don't necessarily always react the same way that humans do. So in this preliminary benchtop research, this is groundbreaking, you know, because no one has discovered this or come up with this. The next step would be to repeat this, possibly go to a animal study, you know, where unfortunately, you know, animals have to be sacrificed in order to save human lives. You would subject these diseases to that animal, and then we would see how this particular product affected these cells in animals. The next step would be, if those type of things were feasible, would be to get certification, permission, IRB status, to then start looking on some human research. But that's a lot of money and a lot of years down the road. You know, we're very far from introducing a product, but like I said, it's groundbreaking because no one else has really gone this path. And just a couple things that are really interested, like on the multiple melanoma, which is the OPM-2, we killed about 20% or 90% of that cancer. Chronic leukemia, the leukemia, the LAMA 84, we took care of about 80%. So we're talking some high percentages.
Right.
And even some of our lower percentages, like on human breast cancer, we were about 30%. So again, this was very, very, very groundbreaking. It wasn't just, you know, 1 or 2% here or there. It was quite substantial.
There's something else that should be mentioned that I learned that I was quite astonished by. But you have a real lab there. And what I mean by that is you actually are equipped and you have done animal studies on the premises, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the fun things is that here at All American Pharmaceutical, you know, I have built an on-site lab that is second to none. We are running as very close to a Class 2 laboratory. It's completely clean, but we have all the staff and on-sites to be able to do most of this. Now, when you get to these complex cell line studies, obviously I can't bring in this type of stuff into a dietary supplement facility.
Right.
So we do utilize our third-party labs. But absolutely, when we're doing toxicity studies and things of that nature, we have a whole on-site lab area where we work with animals, quite common. Anything that I come out with that's under one of our branded items, you need to prove that it's safe. You know, just because somebody from China has it for sale or ABC Nutrition has it out there, that doesn't mean it's safe. Anything that I put out, I want to make sure it's safe. That's just kind of the whole protocol when you are introducing a new drug. You have to go through these steps. So these are some of the steps that are kind of transferring into dietary supplements under the new GMP regulations, is we need to, as industry leaders, prove that the products are safe before we put them out on the marketplace.
Really interesting. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. For those of you who want to reach Dr. Jeff, send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com if you have a specific question about a supplement. Specifically, he'll be glad to answer it. And we've got a lot of good shows planned for Dr. Jeff as we move through into this new year. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of pre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a source companion. People feel it everywhere. Lift your hands and voices. Free your mind.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is a new segment we're doing here at Superhuman Radio that will occur at 12 noon every Wednesday called Science for Humans. It's going to give us a lot of area for us to discuss science that's useful for humans in all areas of the human condition. And we're just kind of just chatting right now about research. So Jeff, did you do this kind of animal research on any of the supplement ingredients that you now have patents on and have such great success with, like Crealkaline and Carbolin and things like that?
Absolutely, and I know some listeners, you know, the animal activists, and I love animals, don't get me wrong, you know, have a problem with that. But as I said, you know, it's a small sacrifice to develop something that is going to help humans better their quality of life. So, yes, all of the branded ingredients like Crealkaline, Cresolazine, Carbolin, we did start, even though, you know, there's enough research out there showing that these ingredients, you know, are available, are safe. We wanted to do our due diligence and to show people that they are safe. So it is important to do, you know, these type of toxicology studies.
But more importantly, from an efficacy standpoint, I have to believe that if I was faced with buying supplement A or supplement B, they're both the same price, they both make claims to do the same things, but one has actual clinical research that shows its efficacy, and the other one is betting that it's efficacious because the research that they used to design the formula showed that this ingredient does this and that ingredient does that, so we think that synergistically it does this. I have to believe from a consumer standpoint, it creates a greater level of credibility in the eyes of the consumer that, wow, this company actually does research with their products before they just bring them to market.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about the trust level that we have when we have to go get a prescription drug, we are trusting that that drug company did all of its due diligence, that that product is safe, except for the 100 side effects that you typically see, but essentially is designed for the cure or relief from that ailment that we're seeking. A lot of times we don't know all what went into that drug. Well, what makes a dietary supplement any different than a drug? It's something that is for humans. The difference is as a dietary supplement, we can't make a claim. That's when it becomes a drug. But folks who use dietary supplements use them because they want an alternative to drugs.
Not only that, but they use them because claims are made, right?
Well, exactly.
No one would take creatine if it didn't do what it's supposed to do.
So let's make sure that the creatine you're using is safe. And
Right. Don't
take my word for it. You know, look at the research. Was there a toxicology study done? Was it done properly? You know, if somebody says a product does this, going to, you know, grow an extra arm, well, let me see the research. And was it peer-reviewed and published? You know, was there an IRB number? I mean, there is a protocol for doing these studies.
What is Cresolazine? You've mentioned it twice.
Cresolazine is a very, very interesting product. It currently is at FDA. We were granted in 2013 what's called an orphan drug status, meaning that when we are through, this product will be prescribed through the doctors and sold as a prescription item, yet it is not what we would consider a pharmaceutical because you will be able to buy its sister brand, Cresolazine, over the counter like it currently is. But it is our patented Crealkaline that has been bonded to esterified fatty acids.
Mm.
So it's a very complex product, but I've done now about 9 or 10 studies, and the last two have been published. The first one that was published was done on adults. The second one was done with juveniles because we wanted to go into some indication that would get us into the orphan drug status. We're not a pharmaceutical company. I'm not going to develop a drug. That's not what I want to do. I want to develop things that are safe. So that's the other thing, is even though this will have orphan drug status when we're completed, it will be completely side effect free, where when you look at the drugs that are prescribed for arthritis, good gosh, I mean, you know, I was watching something on the TV yesterday where, you know, if you've taken this drug and you've died, give us a call.
You know what's worse than that? So you see a one-minute commercial for a pharmaceutical drug. The first 10 seconds talks about the benefits of the drug. The next 40 seconds talks about all of the side effects. The last 10 seconds, they go, ask your doctor if, you know, if Seroquel is right for you. It's like, really? Wait a minute. It causes all these problems. You have to put all that stuff in the commercial. And people who just go aimlessly down the road when their doctor says, I want you to take this, I feel sorry for them. Cresellazine, the difference between the one that will be prescribed and the one that will be over the counter, is it the same? Will it be a different dosage? How does that work?
No, it will be exactly the same. The FDA has allowed us to sell two versions. So you will have, similar to a lot of the allergy medicines, where you have one form that's available over the counter,
right.
The other one is prescribed by a doctor. What this allows is now this doctors can add this to their repertoire. They don't have to go to a pharmaceutical drug. They can prescribe this as a another option to curing what they need to do.
So where would you see this product being used? Where like COX-2 inhibitors are used, or where would you see it being used?
Yeah, similar. It would be for any type of arthritic prescription that would be prescribed. Now we're going after the juvenile, which is 18 and under, because in the orphan drug it has to be a population less than 250,000 people. So the FDA has kind of given us non-pharmaceutical companies an area to work in and to compete in. But no, it will be the same thing. So it could be prescribed for adults. The indications and the claims will be for the juvenile, because that's the path that we've gone after.
Right.
But anyone with any type of joint pain, we're really joint specific, you know, wrist, elbows, knees, not lower back, you know, back, which is all chiropractic nerve, but any of your small joints, that's what this product is for.
Very, very cool. So we're coming close to the end of this interview. So I just want to say it again. So what we're going to be doing in the weeks that are coming forth is we're going to be addressing science in the news that fits the mission of this segment. And that is science that humans can use. They can use it to perform better a sport. They can use it to perform better in the boardroom. They can use it to improve sleep. Whatever science is out there that fits the mission of the show, we'll be addressing this science from time to time, once a week, as we move forward with Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. I'm excited about it. There's a lot of things that we haven't been able to do that now we'll be able to do with Dr. Galini helping us here at Superhuman Radio. So I'm really, really excited about this.
Yeah, this will be great. I'm excited also. I think there's a lot of interesting topics that, you know, we'll be able to give to the listeners. And again, it's things that you can use. Not everything is going to be like a cancer cell, which you can't do anything with it. This was more informative, letting you know what's going on. But we've got a lot of good things that, you know, we want to be able to share with you.
Yeah. Dr. Jeff, thanks so much for being on the show today. And also thank you for being the first title sponsor to step forward in the history of the show in almost a decade. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, you know, I've always believed in your show, Carl, and that's why we wanted to provide the grant so that it could continue forward.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll talk to you next week, Dr. Jeff.
Okay, take care.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Josh Hillis to talk about his new book that he wrote with Coach Dan John, who is a favorite friend of Superhuman Radio, called Fat Loss Happens on Monday. Why does it only happen on Monday? Josh will tell us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So, many of you know that Coach Dan John has been a friend of Superhuman Radio for probably close to 10 years now. He and Josh Hillis, my guest today. How you doing, Josh?
Good. How about you?
Good. Just authored a new book called Fat Loss Happens on Monday. The book is published by On Target Publications, which is Larry Draper's company. Larry always keeps me in touch with books that deserve to be on the show. And okay, so this is obviously a really interesting title, right? It grabs you. Wait a minute. Fat. So should I be doing something different so that I lose fat only on Monday? What was the purpose of the title?
The purpose of the title, Monday is just a metaphor. You know, I mean, so many people put their most important or their favorite workout on Monday, and the thrust of the book is really putting planning and preparation, kind of like all the logistical diet stuff first, and actually thinking about your diet strategy as being your most important workout of the week.
Interesting.
And so that's where fat loss happens on Monday.
And this is why so many people need personal trainers, because they don't strategize on their own. They need somebody else to write it down, give them a plan. Here's how you're going to eat. Here's how you're going to train. But the reality is most of us have enough information to strategize on our own, right?
Oh, totally. Totally, totally. It's in fact, most people actually have almost too much information. You know, there's so many books and so many articles and so many different things, and clients always come to me with, hey, I just read this, or what, you know, and what ends up happening is they end up focusing on really minor kinds of things, you know, things that get completely blown out of proportion by the media, and they miss the big picture. And it's one of those things where most clients can actually get most of what they really need is just to handle the logistics, and you know, get like I mean, it's like you just said, most people could do the strategizing on their own. The trick is they need to do it.
Yeah, they need to do it, and they need to do it long enough to see results. Part of the phenomenon of there's too much information is this program hopping. You know,
totally.
I just started this new program. I'm doing this new this 8-5-3 program now, and I'm eating this way. And then the next week, you see them, and they're like, how's that 8-5-3 thing working for you?
Right.
Well, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm doing the 5-by-5 plus handstands now. Did you see that new program? It's like they don't do anything long enough to see any results.
Totally. And, you know, part of that's like just entertainment, like they, you know, or like ADD. But part of it, I actually think is kind of a way to dodge responsibility a little bit.
Yeah.
Because there's that point where a program isn't new and fun anymore, and you have to actually do the work.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know.
So why is this book different then, Josh, other than that you and Dan are both brilliant and took the time to write it?
Thanks. The big difference here is that most books focus on what to, like most diet books focus on what to eat. It's all like, this is the best plan, this is the magic ratio, this is the magic, you know, quantity or whatever. And this book deals almost with, like, almost none of that. It's all about how. It's all about, like, here are the logistics, and how do I put this into my life in a way that I can do it, that in a way that I can take ground on things like this, like shopping, for example. So, I mean, it sounds really silly, but I can't tell you how many times I've had a client where they fall off their diet plan just because they didn't go shopping. They didn't have the right food in the house.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, and then they might be like, I've got this much, you know, I'm this busy. I've got these, you know, kid commitments, and I've got all this stuff going on in my life.
And what you really need to say to them is, wait a minute. You're the one who said you wanted to lose weight and get in shape. I'm not making you do this. You know, it's like, who are you making these excuses for, me or for you?
Right. Totally.
I can see Dan's fingerprints on here, because first of all, I don't know how old you are, but I don't think you know who the Birds are. Do you know who the group the Birds are?
Of course.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Oh, okay. I thought you were younger than that. I'm sorry, but I mean,
no, I appreciate it.
I see the pull your weight. You know, Dan. Whenever I think of Dan John, I think of him with a sled attached to his waist. He's holding a boulder and a weight vest on, and he's walking through the field. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So, yeah. Seasons of training. I like that you didn't ignore the endurance side of this. So many of these books,
yeah.
You know, unfortunately, people want something easy and it's not. So most authors pander to that and know that the client's not going to get any results, but they'll buy the book. If you tell them, hey, lose 10 pounds a day by switch. Who is the guy? David DeZinko, he's the author, the editor of Men's Health Magazine.
Yeah.
So he wrote a book, and all it's about is eating with your non-dominant hand will actually cause you to eat less.
You're right.
I'm thinking to myself, are people that pathetically lost about losing weight that this guy felt that it was a value to invest time to write a book about eating, about a little study that he supposedly did?
Right.
Where people who ate with their left, ate with their left hand, and he sent them to the movies and watched and said, oh no, you can only eat your popcorn with your left hand. They ate less popcorn. And that was this, oh my God, that's the answer. Josh, that's what we've been doing wrong all this time. I mean, it's so sad.
It's so sad.
People just want you to tell them what they want to hear. And it's, unfortunately, it's not that easy.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other can of worms, is that, I mean, just this whole pull for, like, magic solutions and just, like, completely ridiculous things. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, I actually get where he's going with that. Like, it's like you could actually use that as a metaphor for, like, shaking up your routine.
Right.
But just as, like, as what it is, it's silly. It's totally silly. And so many of these things are. It's one of those things where if you've got the balls to be really straight and really simple – and just be like, here's what we've got to do, and let's make it work. Then you just actually get to what matters, right? You get to quantity and quality, and getting a little bit stronger over time, shaking up the workouts once a month. You know what I mean? Like just like basics, But I think people have almost been like conditioned for the ridiculous answers.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. That, oh, that's the secret type of a mentality. And see,
right.
The good news is people like you and Dan John are about working hard. The good news is, like them or hate them, thanks to CrossFit and the exposure of the CrossFit games, we have a lot of people out there who all of a sudden realize, hey, I want to work hard.
You know, that's true. That is entirely true. Let's do some real lifting. You know,
yeah. I mean, I was in the gym this morning, and we have a CrossFit area in our gym now. It's called Eastside CrossFit. And I saw these two young girls. They couldn't have been more than they had to be maybe 18, 19, 20, 21 at the max. And they're over there doing cleans and jerks with lightweight, but still. And I'm like, you would have never seen that 10 years ago if it wasn't for CrossFit.
No, that is 100% true. And that's actually made my life a lot easier because, you know, 10 years ago training, people really were, you know, all my clients are female. All, like 99% of my clients are women. And, you know, 10 years ago trying to talk a lady into deadlifting and squatting for fat loss was kind of a hard sell. And these days everyone's like, I'll get clients that are like, hey, when I go into that endurance phase, is my deadlift going to go down? You know? I mean, things have changed.
They know. You know. I know. Hey, let's do some kettlebell swings. I know a girl who lost weight doing kettlebell swings, you know. No, I know.
Yeah.
It's got to be exciting for people who are within the health and fitness arena because a larger group of the population now are embracing hard work. Where it was back in the day, it was like, I just walked for an hour and burned 300 calories. Where's that Twinkie? I can eat it now. Now people are like, oh, I want to eat right because I want to build muscle. I want to have muscle. I'm not afraid of muscle all of a sudden.
Right.
So I see some salvation. Exactly. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the metabolic phase workouts for a second. We're talking right now with Josh Hillis. The book is Fat Loss Happens on Monday. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born.
Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High-Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking to Josh Hillis about his new book that he wrote with Coach Dan John called Fat Loss Happens on Monday. We hear the word metabolic purposely associated with different types of workouts. What does it really mean, a metabolic workout? Why is a metabolic workout different than, say, doing 5 sets of 5 reps in heavy squats?
Oh, that's a good question. I've got kind of a silly answer. Most of the strength workouts we do are going to be semi-metabolic. Most of the interval training we do is going to be metabolic. In truth, that phase needed a name. And the rep range that it falls into, 6 to 12, is kind of like it could not be a more researched and straight ahead fat loss rep range. And so I called it metabolic because I thought it sounded cool.
But isn't the reality that a metabolic workout in its simplest form,
yeah,
raises the heart rate for prolonged periods of time with little rest in between? So couldn't I say, if I did 5 sets of 5 with 15 seconds of rest,
totally.
I mean, I'm struggling. My heart's pounding. It's just, I just feel like I just sprinted. That's metabolic,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, 5 sets of 5 heavy squats is, I mean, like, for people that are like, how's lifting cardio? I mean, try 5 sets of 5 with heavy squats. You'll be heart pounding, dripping with sweat. I think that's a killer fat loss workout. I mean, for me, a solid fat loss workout needs to build some strength, and we need to change the rep range about once a month-ish. And so in reality, like, even though this rep range is you know, studied and great and possibly ideal for fat loss, the most metabolic workout is going to be periodized. And I like alternating periodization, but you could use undulating periodization. And that just means, for the people listening, that just means that the rep range changes monthly. And so even if you had the most metabolic workout possible, I would still change it in a month.
And that's because from an evolutionary standpoint, the body wants to hold on to some body fat, and muscle is pretty much a luxury.
Right.
Unless you're eating every 3 hours and the body is in a continuous fed state where it goes, oh, wow, we live in a world of abundance. So we can get rid of all the body fat and build muscle, you know.
Right.
And so the whole idea behind changing the rep range is because the body will adapt and you'll stop seeing the progress, right?
Exactly. It's one of those things where if you were playing a sport, what you would want to do is you'd want to adapt. You'd want to get as efficient as possible at that. But from a fat loss standpoint, we want to go exactly the opposite way, and we want to be inefficient.
Interesting.
You know,
I said that's interesting.
Yeah, and it's, and like, not so much the point of like a I mean, not like random, not a different workout every time. I want you to hang out in that phase long enough that we can actually see that you've progressed. We want to actually be able to track your workouts and see that you've gotten stronger. Not like random shotgun workouts that drives me absolutely insane. But we do need that shift at least once a month.
It's funny you use the word shift. You know, Dan came on my show many years ago.
Yeah.
And while he didn't come up with this himself, he said that one of the ways to assess if a person is starting to become overtrained is to have them take a keyboard, pick a key, the letter G, and tap it as many times as they can for, let's say, 15 seconds before they started their training regimen. Then maybe a week or two, 3 months, wherever they start to suspect they're starting to tease overtraining, to come back and do that again. And in theory, nerve synapses fire slower as a result of overtraining. And you'd see a decline in the number of times you could tap that key in the same amount of time. So I thought that was brilliant. But one of the things that people need to understand using that as an analogy is you need to treat your body like a car. You would never take a standard shift car and start it in second gear. Okay, unless you blew first. And you also wouldn't take first gear to 3 miles an hour and then shift to third. So the progression, we always talk about progressive overload.
Yeah.
But what people forget is progression, sometimes it's better to stay where you are just a little bit longer before you go to the next step up and milk it for everything you got. It's kind of like letting the gears wind out before you then shift again. You know what I mean?
Totally. And that is one of those things that, you know, with a one-on-one client, you can kind of eyeball, and sometimes that is a little shorter, sometimes that is a little bit longer. I might keep someone in a phase if I think they can still milk more out of it, I'd totally keep them there.
Yeah.
You know?
And even if they're ready to go, give them another week or two just using that weight. But, you know, my directive is when I'm doing the same workout for weeks, and I start leaving the gym and I don't feel hammered. I feel good. I'm thinking, wow, I got some more gas in the tank. Next week I'll take it up. But I wait until I'm leaving the gym and I don't feel hammered to make that decision, as opposed to rudimentary. Well, I got to add a half pound and 3 reps this workout. I don't know that I'll be there that workout. Maybe I won't.
Totally. And that's one of those things where, like, it seems like super cliche to say it, but, you know, like, average client, the guys are going to add weight too soon and the ladies are going to add weight like too late or never.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, so that's why I like to give people a nice, like, wide rep range, where they can add a rep here and there, you know, and they've got like a target to max out before they bump up the weight.
I know that Larry Draper only puts out quality content. So what is the initial reviews of this book? How long has it been out, and what are the reviews so far?
Oh, it's been out about 6 weeks, I guess. And so far, people love it. I mean, it's one of those things where I've gotten so many emails where people are telling me that this is the first time they got a handle on how to make a nutrition program work in real life. That this is the first time they got a way where they can actually see how to upgrade their planning and their strategy and their shopping and cooking and preparing in a systematic way. And it's making all the difference for people in terms of actually being able to stick to a program and get results. And people are emailing me and telling me that in the last 6 weeks they've lost 6 or 8 pounds. And the thing is, that's all I'm going for. You know, like, I know people get, like, really conditioned by The Biggest Loser and things like that, that, you know, they see people losing, like, 10 pounds in a week, which is ridiculous. I'm really shooting for my clients to lose about a pound a week and make those kinds of lifestyle changes to where that sticks. So someone tells me, you know, like, I've had your book 6 weeks and I've lost 6 pounds. I think that's super rad. I think that's that's what we're going for.
I like some of these comments here. Listen to this. The leanest people focus on eating habits, not on fad diets. These are from the book. Diets that rely on willpower and discipline will fail. Smart plans win.
Yeah.
This is really a good one. Pull-ups are the strength move for fat loss. A smart, progressive plan can take you from absolute zero to your first, third, or tenth pull-up. Why are pull-ups so important, Josh?
Oh, that's a great question. Pull-ups are one of my absolute favorite for a couple reasons. I mean, in terms of workout planning, I always design my workouts push-pull squat and hip hinge, and the pull-up is just such a good, intense, solid, like full body kind of pull. It's such a great pulling movement. But on top of that, it just rewards strength to weight ratio. It's one of those things where right. If you want to get better at pull-ups, you can get stronger, or you could actually just lose body fat, and it like absolutely rewards, you know, being strong and being lean.
What about this notion, and we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
What about this notion that the body, through its own intelligence, recognizes when you start doing lots of pull-ups to get rid of the dead weight, it may actually enhance fat loss because the body realizes the fat's not doing any work, and since you're going to make it do this time and time again, it wants to kind of throw some sandbags over and gain some more height.
That I've actually never heard. That's actually really, really, really cool. So that I don't know about. All I do know is that the body is extremely intelligent about adapting to the work you give it.
Right.
So in that way, it would make sense. Yeah. You know.
Great book, of course. Josh Hillis with Dan John. Fat Loss Happens on Monday. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. Josh, thanks for being on the show today.
Sure, dude. Thanks for having me.
Take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to do an episode of Muscle Saves Lives that I promise will inspire you. Are you in a funk right now? Maybe the weather sucks where you live. Maybe your gym membership ran out. You can't find a babysitter. Your spouse isn't supportive. All these things that we use to create obstacles for our progress. Well, my next guest is going to make you feel inspired. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I love doing episodes of Muscle Saves Lives, because it really does. Muscle has an intrinsic and extrinsic value. The acquisition of muscle can actually change the course of diseases, and having muscle can prevent diseases, and combined together, they can give you a mission in life, something that crystallizes everything for you. Many of us take for granted that we just mosey into the gym, go through our workouts, and even more of us create obstacles for ourselves, feeling sorry for ourselves. Oh, I can't do this. I injured myself. I have tendonitis. I can't deadlift this week, and make all sorts of excuses and whine and complain. The purpose of Muscle Saves Lives is to expose real heroes amongst us. One of those heroes I met back in the year 2000, I want to say. Right, Jordan?
Yes, yes.
In the year 2000, I was in pursuit of my own health, stricken by several maladies that were all caused by my own risky behavior and bad lifestyles. And I met a guy on the Mind and Muscle Forum who was not only an active contributor, but intensely looking to learn more and more. His screen name was The Unlikely Toad. I never knew the story. I mean, we all had weird screen names. We were just trying to hide from the feds who were looking to see who was using anabolic steroids. That's how I looked at it. So, but this guy was different. And he was polite. He was inquisitive. He was supportive. He was not a keyboard cowboy. And I never knew anything about him until his story came to light recently. And that's Jordan Franz. So let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
And for you, it starts at birth. A lot of people, their beginning starts sometime, years, decades even, after birth. But for you, it was at birth. So how old are you now, and what happened when you were born?
I'm 32 now. At birth, I had a stroke. It resulted in cerebral palsy. I'm not sure if listeners had heard or remembered Joshua Whip Day.
Yeah.
He was on the show not that long ago. It's very similar to that. However, you know, with cerebral palsy, everybody's slightly different. There's no, you know, one size fits all because it's all due to stroke. So for me, it's left side paralysis. What that means is I have involuntary muscle movements and control on my left side. I lack wrist flexion and have a little difficulty with hand dexterity. I also have a loss of balance with a difficult gait. That's primarily due to one leg being longer than the other. Due to the hand issue,
You know, sometimes something as simple as getting dressed is a struggle because of doing buttons or tying my shoes.
When you were very young, obviously, these were challenges. But as sometimes as children, they're a lot easier to cope with. But then when you became a teenager, I have to believe these difficulties were even more challenging, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, to be honest, I was pretty depressed and an angry young man. I mean, I struggled a lot with low self-worth and saw myself as an outsider a lot and desperate to fit in.
Did you ask why me often?
Yes. Once I became a teenager, that's when it really sank in. You know, a commonality that we have is we both love Nirvana, and that's, you know, when Smells Like Teen Spirit hit, and, I mean, that just rang a bell, you know, as far as just my angst. And still to this day, whenever I hear that on the radio, I kind of, you know, it puts me back in that place. It's weird, though. It's different now because I've grown so much since that time. But, you know, I always, you know, thought it was
You can easily channel that pain very quickly. I understand that. But the pain is still there. It's like it's like a watermark on your soul. I know what you're talking about. And also Linkin Park. Do you like Linkin Park?
Yeah.
I say I'm 56. I'll be 57 this year. And I just love Linkin Park and I love Nirvana. And I always say there's a frustrated 16-year-old stuck inside my body that's still trying to get out. So anyway, okay. So when are you introduced to physical culture? I know that your dad lifts. Was he the one that taught you about physical culture?
No, actually. Yeah, my dad does lift, and he always had that background, being very athletic in sports. He was a great football player. He got drafted as a free agent to the Philadelphia Eagles back in 81. So, you know, he was always into it. However, I shied away from it because mostly free weights is what I knew. I didn't really know too much about machines, and with the free weights, it's always been a difficulty because of, you know, my lack of motor control. So it wasn't really until I got to college that things really changed.
Do you remember the first day that you stepped into the gym? Were you there to train? Were you there to think about training? Did you say, I'm going to do this? Or do you remember the very first day?
Yeah, I do.
When was it? This is when you were in college?
When I was in college.
Okay, yeah. So you walk into the gym, there's guys in there training, right?
Right.
What happens? You walk in, you get right in front of a machine, or you're just watching right now?
I'm watching, but then, see, how I got into it was my college roommate. His name is Kelby Hunt, and he actually took the time to encourage me and to be like, look, I'm going to help you out with this, which that's, you know.
Meant a lot.
Yes, my life-defining moment. You talk a lot about that with guests, and that was one of them for me. So what I did was little by little, I just started out with one machine after the other and built a repertoire, and it just took off from there.
Now, because you have neuromuscular issues on the left side.
Right.
Does your left arm just kind of go along for the ride, or does your left arm actually, has it actually gotten to the point where now it pushes on its own as well?
Well, yes, it does, and that's the thing. I found out that, you know, because I am spastic on that side, that physical culture, weight training, has actually been a form of physical therapy for me.
Think about that. So there's people out there that have paralyzed limbs that their doctors don't inspire them to actually try to exercise, and because what many of us know, including you, Jordan, and you actually are living proof of this, that when you struggle against the weight, the body does things to supercompensate. And along with muscle size, new neuronal sprouting occurs to bring new nerves into muscle and attach them to new satellite cells to fire those cells.
Yes.
So basically what you're doing, you may have all this damage, these damaged nerve networks. Guess what the body does? It grows around them to achieve infiltration into the muscle. So basically, you can actually compensate new nerve growth. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And the sad part about it is, you know, I see so many people affected by my, you know, physical impairment, and they're not weight training. They're not doing that. You know, so whenever I see them, I really espouse that. I'm like, you really got to try to at least do something, because you would be surprised. It's really mind blowing.
It's a miracle. If a drug did that, the drug company would be getting billions of dollars to say, well, we can take somebody who's completely paralyzed and improve the paralyzed condition by 30%. That would be an unbelievable drug. Well, guess what? Through physical culture, you can do that on your own. It takes time, and it's scary.
Does take time.
Yes.
I mean, that's the whole thing. People don't want to do that, though, because it's a consumer-driven society. Everybody wants instant gratification, and it's sad. But
what's the alternatives? I mean, look, I'm 57 now, and I'm facing nagging injuries and wear and tear on my body. And I was just talking about this morning. But what's the alternative? Not to train and let the whole body fall apart? Let's say I can't. Let's say I lose the strength in a limb, which I'm suffering from with my right arm because of that chiropractic adjustment that totally destroyed the brachial plexus nerve in my neck. I'm coming back. So big deal. My left arm is going to get stronger than my right for a while. But what's the alternative? Not to train at all? I'd rather have a super strong left arm and be in great shape and a right arm that doesn't work well. But other people don't feel that way. But once you're bitten by the bug of physical culture, then you will work hard to make strong whatever you can.
Right. I think, too, it's also mental and emotional side of things. I mean, people need to find their sense of empowerment, and that's really what physical culture did for me. I mean, I found my sense of empowerment as a man, because up until that point, I mean, as I was kind of suggesting earlier, I would shy away. Like, whenever we would have the weight training unit in gym class in high school, I'd run away. I'd try to hide. Because it was just way too intimidating, and I'm like, it's too difficult. Like, my body's not going to be able to do that. And I wasted just so much time being afraid.
Well, you may have wasted a lot of time being afraid, but you did something that very few people do. What I want to do right now is I want to take a break. I want to backstep for a second. Because the reason that you called yourself the Unlikely Toad is a very interesting story in and of itself. We're talking right now with Jordan Franz. This is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives. It's inspiring. I don't care what you're up against, what excuses you use for not training right, for not eating right, for not doing the things that in this audience we know lead to health span, lifespan, and enjoyment. This story will inspire you. Stay tuned.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Don't forget, Superhuman Radio is being brought to you by a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about their products and them as a company. We're talking with Jordan France. This is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives. We call the episode The Unlikely Toad for a reason, because that was Jordan's screen name on many of the forums, the bodybuilding and nutritional forums back in the day. Tell the story how you came up with the name and why the unlikely toad was so significant for you as a metaphor and analogous to who you are.
Okay, well, getting back to these pivotal turning points in life, I came home from school and I saw a toad in the woods by my house. It was struggling to get up an embankment and it had three legs. It didn't quit, and eventually it got to where it was going. I made the connection at that point that, you only fail in life when you stop trying. As long as you try, you still have a chance. So that was really it. I mean, I just totally
You were like, if that toad could make it, then so could I. And you know what? It comes back to the what other choice does the toad have?
Right.
It's only people that give up when you think about it. You see an animal stuck in a crevasse or swimming against the tide. It swims until it can't swim anymore. It doesn't just go, oh, I'm done.
Right.
I mean, we do that as humans because we have the gift of rationale. But okay, so let's move back for a second. We're going to move back and then forth again. So when you first started training with your friend, and let's give him props again, the guy from college, he was really the guy who got you started. What was his name again?
Kelby Hunt.
Okay. So when you first started training with him, did you focus just on the good side, the side that worked hard, or did you and just let the arm that wasn't working well or the leg that wasn't working well ride along, or did you really start right then and there and try to will those limbs to do their work?
I think it was a little bit of both. I just tried to do what I can. And then as I started to get more comfortable with things, you know, then things really started to happen with me. And that's when I pushed my left side as much as I could, you know, doing extra sets, more reps, that sort of thing, try to catch it up.
Where did you start and where are you today? So give us an example of how far you've come. You've been training now for 15 years, right?
Right.
And at that point, at 15 years ago, when you started training, you had limited strength even on the working side of your body. And the side that is challenged obviously was just kind of coming along for a ride, maybe even almost a deficit to you. Where are you today?
I put on about 15 pounds of muscle. So, you know, training-wise, you know, I use a little bit of things in which listeners should be familiar with that have been listening for a while. Let's see, like, I use Rob Regish's Blueprint Core as a shell. I also use Coach Wade Johnson's Reactive Wave. You know, I
yeah.
kind of laugh when it, you know, talk about Reactive Wave. I feel like it should be like a video game special move or something.
But, that's funny.
You know, just going by feel, because I really need to sense how my body's reacting, because sometimes I go into the gym with something in mind and my body's fighting against me.
Mm-hmm.
So with, you know, the spasticity, sometimes it's tough if my muscles are real tight, you know, to try to do something or force something, because then I'll end up tearing something or breaking, you know, potentially a bone. I don't know. I mean, so you got to be
extra cautious. You can't be reckless. Let's be honest. That's what
right,
it is.
Right. You know, nutritionally, I use a little bit of Lane Norton's approach to meal frequency and timing that has proved well.
Protein pump, protein pulsed meal timing that came out of his lab when he was before his PhD in Illinois. Very good stuff came out of there.
Right, and then I adhere to something that Vince Andrich once said on the show. You know, he talked about just picking a muscle and an angle and hitting it hard. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
that was actually, you know, that came from back in the day, the bodybuilding mecca. Guys like Charles Glass were famous for that. You know, Charles Glass, you know who Charles is, right?
Obviously. Yeah.
So when he trained Gunther Schlierkamp, Gunther didn't have a good back. He had a thick back, but he didn't have a wide back. And so Charles started experimenting with the seat that Gunther was sitting on when he was doing a seated pulley rows or pull downs, whatever you want to call them, to change the angle of the movement. She changed the kinesiology of the body when you change the angle, and you change the way the muscle grows. And so you can do this. You could be doing the same movements you always do, but just change the angle in which you hit them. And that's so important. You can even do that in the same workout. You could do curls. You could do them three different ways, three sets.
Sure. Well, either by evolution or design with me, I mean, that's kind of what I've keyed into, because I'm limited with the exercise selection that I have on hand. That's why also for me, supplementing with arachidonic acid pre-workout has been very beneficial, because it kind of stagnates my gains while giving my body the feel that I'm taking a layoff.
Right.
Because I keep on hitting that same angle over and over again.
Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. Do you have favorite movements that you excel at, that these are the movements that you kind of get into the zone because you feel comfortable and you are your strongest when you do them?
My back has always been my strong point, I think. Back and shoulders. You know, usually if there's something that I don't want to do, that's the mentality that I have, is I'm going to get my butt in there.
That's the one you got to do. I know.
Right.
That's it.
Like my legs. For me, you know, specifically my left leg, because, I mean, that's my weakest. So
now, not being able to do leg presses is something that most people probably don't experience because they don't try it. But when you get really strong in the leg press, I mean, you're the guy in the gym who's got every plate, every 45-pound plate around packed onto the leg press machine, and you're doing leg presses for reps, you assume that you should be able to do at least half of that weight with one leg. No.
Right.
When the hip girdle is not involved, it's not a 1+1. It's very, very different. You may only be able to do 2 or 3 plates with one leg, and you'll be like, well, how could that be? I can do 14 plates on each side with 2 legs, and I can only do 4 plates with one? How can that be? Because the hip girdle provides a great deal of strength. And this is something that Mike Boyle, who is a coach to many professional athletes in Connecticut, I want to say, or maybe Jersey. I apologize, Mike. You know, he's been a big proponent of single-leg training, pistol squats and stuff like that, because he says, look, you live your life on one leg at a time. So how has that helped you? Because you really have to depend on one leg at a time. Has that actually provided you with greater growth opportunities?
I think so in some instances. I mean, I try, again, as much as I can to use both at the same time. I mean, if I do any type of auxiliary work after my main workout, then I'll use just one side versus the other. You know, in this case, mostly just my left to try to catch up with my right.
Interesting. Has your left caught up with your right? When you look at, is there a noticeable imbalance in the muscle groups on the left side of the body versus the right?
I'd say arm-wise, it's about a half of an inch.
That's not bad at all. I think the average person has a half-inch discrepancy between one arm and the other.
Yeah.
That's just normal. I look like Frankenstein. One calf is bigger than the other. One quad has flare. The other one doesn't. One shoulder is bigger and rounder. And it's not like, oh, everything on the right is bigger because I'm right-handed. No, not at all. I mean, you know, I've got one tricep is bigger than the other. I really do look like somebody went to the parts bin and said, well, we got one more guy to put together, so here's some spare parts. We'll just use this. That's why I could never be a bodybuilder. Genetically, I don't have the genetics because I can be strong, but I don't have the balance and the symmetry to be a bodybuilder. And it's just because that's the way my body parts are. It's not because, I mean, I remember talking to back in the day when you and I were on Mind and Muscle, I remember emailing Jay Cutler and saying, man, I mean, my left shoulder and my right shoulder are so much different in size and shape. And Jay said, well, just stick to dumbbells. And, you know, I tried all that stuff. And they both got strong at the same time, but they still didn't, they didn't end up looking the same. So you do have to do specialty work in lagging body parts. That's something that is completely a bodybuilding tool, you know. Working on the body parts that don't look the way you want them to look to bring them up. I want to take a break. I want to talk about grip strength from left to right, because this was something that was very challenging to you when you were young and you first got started, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about this. We're going to talk more. We're talking right now with Jordan Franz. This is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives. Here's a guy who gets into the gym. He loves it. He feels he's in his wheelhouse when he's doing something that most people like him shy away from. They don't even think about it. Thinking about it is too painful. And it's actually freed him and given him a much better life than had he lived without it. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to another episode of Muscle Saves Lives, and it really does save lives. Over the years, we've had so many of these shows where people change the outcome of their lives. They change the trajectory of their lives by focusing on the acquisition, the noble acquisition of obtaining more muscle and living an ancestral lifestyle. They've gotten things that medicine and doctors and the mainstream could not give them and don't even dare to promise. And it starts right there in the gym and in the kitchen, getting to sleep on time, doing the things that we talk about on this show all the time. They can change your outcome. Before we go on to talk about grip strength, I have to ask you, how has the acquisition of muscle, the physical culture lifestyle, the ancestral lifestyle, how can you see how it's changed your life? Can you see you, had you not been indoctrinated into this process, and see you now?
It's hard for me to see it myself because I've been doing it for so long. But those closest to me, those around me, such as my mother, my father, my grandparents, when comparing against others with CP or, you know, just their friends and family, they can see it within me. They can see how, you know, I'm kind of ahead of the game. So, yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask you a couple. Let's talk about your grip strength for a second, and then we're going to go into some more personal information.
Sure.
So when you first got started, doing like shoulder presses with your, even on a machine, required that you use your right arm and right hand to get your left hand into place, and you basically just kept your left arm tucked in as close to the body as possible. How's your grip strength now in your left hand?
It has come along. You know, I need to use my right hand a lot of times to place my left hand on whatever handle I'm using. But I've gotten to the point where I'm very good at grasping, and I just hold on for dear life, basically, and I can pull some serious weight.
Now, you work for a living, obviously.
Yep.
You're a gainfully employed, responsible American citizen, tax-paying American citizen. What kind of job do you do?
I'm a treatment specialist in a mental health program.
Really?
Yes.
How has this journey equipped you better to do that kind of a job? That's interesting. I didn't know that's what you do.
Well, I mean, I relate my physical impairments to their, you know, mental illness a lot of times whenever I'm having candid conversation with one of my clients. And I let them know that, I mean, we're all in this together. We're the same. I mean, it's just a different, you know, disability, so to speak.
Right. But also the fact that you have to have a great degree of confidence in your strength and ability to respond. I would imagine that there are situations that present themselves in a facility like that where you couldn't be at the mercy of others. You've got to be able to respond. And I have to believe that your love of physical culture has equipped you to do that job. Otherwise, these people wouldn't have given you that responsibility.
Perhaps, yes. I mean, the thing is, I mean, I would definitely have to get out of a situation if deemed necessary. But I'm not exactly sure where you're going with that as far as...
No. I don't know that you would have been that capable to handle a job like that had you not followed your physical culture journey.
Perhaps, yeah.
How about love interests? Is there a special woman in your life?
Not currently, no.
Okay. Is that because you don't have time or...?
It's hard to find somebody with this right amount of emotional intelligence that I need.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, without sounding egocentric at all, but, you know, I think that, again, a lot of women or people in general, you know, they're very in the here and now, instant gratification, and, you know, it takes a lot to really understand where people are at in life. I mean, it's not only just like for me working on my own insecurities, but also seeing that other person's insecurities and having them play well together.
So what you're really talking about has nothing to do with anything unique or different about you, but really, that's just the way life is. I mean, so you want somebody who's got a greater degree of depth, but I'm sure you also want someone who also embraces the physical culture lifestyle.
Oh, without a doubt. I would like that, yes.
Yeah, that's an important factor right there. I mean, Finding a lot of relationships have ended and a lot of relationships have started over physical culture.
Sure.
They're you know, quite often one person in the party takes up physical culture, starts making changes to their lives, they change the way they live, they change who they are. And then the other person doesn't go along with them and they just separate. And lots of people meet people that they would have never thought compatible with, but because of their love of training hard, eating right, getting to sleep early and enjoying the things that good health and a vibrant lifestyle bring, they bond. So that's everybody out there. That's not unique just to you, obviously.
Right.
What supplements do you like the best? I'm just curious what, because you and I spent a lot of time on forums where a lot of the things we talked about were supplements. What are your favorite supplements? I know you mentioned the arachidonic acid. That's from
Molecular Nutrition.
Molecular Nutrition, right.
X-Factor. That's,
yes. What else?
Outside of that, I try to keep it pretty much simple. Protein-wise, I use Extreme Formulations, XF Muscle.
Dave protein. Is a great guy. He was a sponsor on our show. That is not his primary business. The supplement industry is not his primary business. For those who don't know anything about him, he produces some of the most sophisticated sporterized firearms in the world. He's actually a government contractor in that area as well. So he's pretty cool dude. Really, really cool dude. But yeah, he's got great. That's the what is it? The peptide
Ultra peptide
2.0. I want to say something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great products. Fantastic products. Blends of casein and whey. Really good product. Great flavors. What else? What else do you like?
I really like Haleo's Mindset.
Isn't it great? I took it before the show again. You know, somebody asked me in an email the other day, is it like Craze? No, nothing is like Craze. We will never see another supplement like Craze ever again. I'm sorry. Because anything that works like Craze is going to be shot down very quickly. Craze was the closest thing to that movie. What was the name of that movie where they took the pill and they became like...
Limitless.
Limitless. Craze really was. It was the closest thing to Limitless. And Haleo is not that. It's not. But it is something you can feel. It is something you can feel. There's no, would you agree with that?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I also like there at one point, I've used that this morning actually, prior to the interview.
I'm not familiar with that. What is that, on point?
That's their fat burner.
Oh, really? So does it have a little stim to it?
Yes, there's caffeine in it.
So I would imagine it stacks well with Mindset.
It does. When you stack them together, it's really amazing.
You, because I know who you are and we've spent time on the same boards, you have a vast amount of knowledge about physiology, biology, and chemistry. What happens when you're talking to a physician? Are they ever surprised when you start talking about things, then they look at you and go, you know, are you a doctor? How'd you know about that?
They're more than surprised. In fact, I mean, my greatest struggle, I think, is some of my family members. My grandfather, he suffers from Alzheimer's. You know, he's literally losing his mind. It's unfortunate. But, like, you know, my grandparents, they lived in a day and age where doctors knew everything.
And you didn't question them.
Exactly.
The truth is, doctors never knew everything. We were just convinced that they did and that we shouldn't challenge them. But that's changed in our generation. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. So, you know, trying to instill some newer knowledge to them, and, you know, I've already gotten from my grandmother a couple times, all with good intentions, but, you know, she's like, well, if this was good, then how comes my doctor never brought it up? You know, so then we have to have that kind of debate. And, you know, it's
tough.
It is very
tough. I subscribe to the old adage that a prophet is never believed in his own home. And I'm sure you've heard that adage, but it's very true. Those of us
from
who...
you.
What's that? Oh, from me. Okay.
From you, yeah.
But it's true. You know, those of us who live this lifestyle, we can surprise people with how intelligent we are. You know, and I hate the whole meathead, label. Thanks to Planet Fitness and Lunk Alarms and stuff like that, because the majority of us, at least in this audience, we're as intelligent in specific categories of information, as intelligent as any physician out there. And I think that our family members never give us the respect we deserve when they ask us a question and we give them a straight answer and they still don't take our advice. They still go and do what their doctor said to do. It's just something you have to become accustomed to, you know?
Sure.
So, all right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. We're talking with Jordan Franz. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Remember, for those of you who want to jumpstart your fat loss, you can get a free 30-day supply of Age Force's most popular patch, the weight loss fat burner patch. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, use the coupon code FREEPATCHES, and you just have to pay shipping and handling to get them to you so you can test them and see if they work for you. Lots of people in the audience swear by them, so check it out. We're talking with Jordan Franz. This is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives, a very inspiring episode. There's no reason for any of you to find excuses not to live the life. And you know what? This is not a lifestyle of want. This is not a lifestyle of difficulty. This is not a lifestyle like, you know, people who put themselves on bizarre diets where they restrict themselves. This is a lifestyle that is conducive to greater joy in your life, greater performance in your life, more than you could have done without it. So it's not like we're asking you to, oh, we want you to be vegan and just, you know, restrict everything that you like to eat and just eat. No, we're saying we want you to live a long, healthy, strong, prosperous, productive life, and here's how you do it. What about, are there any issues that you have to deal with, cope with, that we haven't addressed? Like, do you sleep well?
Yeah, I sleep pretty well. I mean, I take melatonin. I have listened to all your shows on melatonin. In fact, I take about 12 to 15 milligrams a night, which shocks most people.
Yeah, I do too. That's what I take. I mean, look at Dr. Ryder's has been taking, he was taking 20 milligrams for I don't know how many years, and now I believe he takes 30 or 40. And I want to say he's in his late 70s and he's still teaching. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? He's still writing papers. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the biggest fear that I've run into with people is them saying that, well, you're going to get addicted to it and you have to constantly take it or else you won't be able to fall asleep.
That's not true because I purposely don't use it some nights.
Right.
And I still sleep fine.
Same here.
And but let's address that. So big deal. I mean, the doctors want you to become addicted to Abilify. I mean, they, you know, I had somebody once say.
And it's natural.
Yeah, right. And melatonin, your body produces it naturally.
Right.
I had someone once say to me that that SSRIs, antidepressants, are not addictive. I said, really? I said, so if somebody's on an antidepressant for 5 years, they can just stop taking it? No. Well, no, of course not. You've got to wean off of it. Well, how's that any different than an addiction? So, I mean, I'd rather be taking melatonin for the rest of my life than the drugs that most people are prescribed today. But it's not true. You can go for I even go without my armothyroid for a week at a time from time to time. And your body snaps right back into it. How about overtraining? Do you have to, since fatigue precipitates in the brain first, do you have any special techniques to be sure that you're not overtraining?
I usually take it as I am overtraining. I mean, that's what the mentality is. So right. I have to adhere to, you know, extra time off just as a general rule. You know, again, with Rob's blueprint and his alarm state training methods, I do, you know, utilize some of that ideology, you know, as far as to extenuate my gains. But for the most part, I think because I am so spastic and tight a lot of times, I can just tell within my body I'm you know, versed enough that 9 times out of 10, because I push myself that much too, that I'm overtrained. So
what is the tightness from?
Well, that's just due to the stroke. I mean, and I guess the cerebral palsy. You know, I just have spasticity in my muscles where they fire, you know, at random times. It's uncontrolled movements. Now, like I said, because of weight training, it has helped me over the years. You know, again, I recognized I had that moment where, you know, I used to go to physical therapy growing up, and then I got too cool for school, so to speak, and stopped going. But bigger picture here in my path in life and how I feel blessed, it's awesome to see that God has given me such a passion in life for physical culture, and that will, you know, that is my physical therapy. That will keep me going throughout old age.
Yeah, and
healthy.
I was just gonna say, and healthy through old age, which you'll have a longer old age than most people, I predict. You know, I have to believe that most people who suffer from palsy or any type of neuromuscular degenerative disorder, if they knew that they could reverse it, first of all, they would. But most of them don't know what you know. But I have to believe that their lives are shortened because of the lack of activity to some degree.
Right. And also diet plays a huge role. You know, inflammation. I have a lot of inflammation issues that go on as a result of that. So very, you know, inflammatory or anti-inflammatory diet, Paleolithic diet helps a great deal.
Who have you inspired, Jordan? Who do you know firsthand that you have helped change the trajectory of their lives by living the life that you live?
Well, apparently this guy named Rob Regish. I don't know, you know him. But,
yeah, Rob's a good dude. He really is. Yeah. Who else? But anybody out there that you that you've gotten emails, messages from, anything like that, who is maybe in a similar situation as you and said, you know, you inspired me and it's working for me?
There's quite a few over the years, and that's why I do. I mean, I just if anybody can be inspired by me, I mean, I just need to continue to walk that path. You know, I mean, I don't think that I'm a big deal by any means, but if it helps others, then, you know, I'm all for it.
What's your Facebook page?
It's just Jordan Franz.
Frantz, right?
Yes.
So people can friend you there. If you're listening to the show, go there and friend Jordan Franz. I've known Jordan for a way long time. I mean, man. I remember the first time seeing the screen name, The Unlikely Toad. I mean, God, I'm talking about by the year 2000.
Well, yeah, 2000 was when I went to college. I was a freshman in college. That's when I got introduced to everything. And I wanted to learn as much as I could. You know, I knew that I was behind the eight ball, so to speak, with my physical impairment. So I wanted to give myself the best opportunity possible. And so I did all the research, and I spent a lot of time on the forums probably more time on them than I did my actual schoolwork, unfortunately. But, you know, it's not that I take it back. I mean, I need to do that. I mean, I'm proud of myself for doing all that because I've learned so much information within that time.
You know, people always talk about, like, the golden era of this and the golden era of that. There was a golden era of information exchange that occurred from about the year 2000 through, I would say, 2005, 2006.
Without a doubt.
At Mind and Muscle. Did it start out as Mind and Muscle? What was it at first? Caleb Stone had a product line.
Avant Labs.
And so it was either Mind and Muscle or the Avant Labs board, and then it changed names. But during that period of time, the people who converged on that forum were all into bodybuilding and powerlifting, but they were much more cerebral about it.
And people experimented.
Yes, we all talked about our experiment. And my screen name was Triceptor, and my thing that under my screen name says the 250-pound Wistar Rat. Because I experimented on myself to try to save my own life, and it worked.
And I did the exact same thing.
Yeah. But there was magic on that board at that point in time. And we had guys like Carl Hoffman. People don't even know who I'm talking about. Remember Carl
right.
Hoffman?
Yes, I do.
Carl Hoffman was a genius. He was brilliant. And little did we know, when he died, his wife posted in under his screen name and said that he was inspired by so many of us and that he was struggling against his own demons, his own diseases. And that's how, and he was one of the greatest contributors to the progression of peptide use and so many other things.
Right.
But it was a magic time on that board, wasn't it? And then it all went away.
Yep, because now it's just advertisement, it seems.
Yeah, but it was so much fun. It was so much fun. And it was like we were little kids playing in an enchanted garden, and we were learning things and sharing things. It was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah. So many good supplements were launched because of the discussions that we had on those forums. There were people who were lurking, and they were like, wow, this guy was using this, and we need to look into that. And next thing you know, a company was launching a supplement because of a discussion that happened on Mind and Muscle.
Right.
Anyway.
That's when I first, you know, knew of Joey Rodriguez. And,
yeah.
You know, then he formed Van Sports and then went on to Helio. And that's why, I mean, I trust his products. Without a doubt. He's
good
a great
dude.
Guy.
Did you hear the interview he did the other day?
I didn't.
You got to go back and listen to it. It was a really good interview. We talked about mindset. When it was a really good interview. You should check it out. Jordan, I'm so glad that we worked it out and we got you on the air. I know there was lots of bumps and grinds because I'm not the most organized person in the world, but thank God I'm surrounded by some people who bring organizational skills to the show. It was really good to have you on the air today.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And I hope people seek you out on Facebook and friend you and are inspired by you as well. There is no reason that you can't do the things that you want to do if Jordan Franz does the things that he does day in and day out. Thank you very much, Jordan. Happy New Year, brother.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Take care.
All right. So there you have it. An inspiring real life interview about how muscle saves lives, how muscle changes lives. There's nothing more noble in the world than the pursuit of the acquisition of strength and muscle. Don't let anybody kid you. That's the truth. And of course, I also want to thank Josh Hillis. His book is Fat Loss Happens on Monday. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. And of course, Dr. Jeff Galini from All American Pharmaceuticals. And we will be doing a regular episode every Wednesday called Science for Humans. And we're going to be covering a lot of good stuff on that show. Thank you for listening today. Tomorrow's Thursday. Great show tomorrow. If you don't know about it, you just have to visit the program guide link on superhumanradio.com. Check it out. We'll be right. Well, no, we won't be right back. We'll see you tomorrow.